My name is Katsia Aurelien, KETSIAAURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Earl R. Redding, EARL, middle initial R, last name REDDING. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The CKD has remained stable, with B1 of 21, creatinine of 1.38, and a GFR of 55 from 48. There is evidence of insignificant selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 30.8 milligrams. However, there is no evidence of non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 146 milligrams, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments, and he denies any urinary symptoms, period. He also denies any flank pain or other complaints, period. He presents with 1+ edema of the bilateral lower extremities. However, he states he ran out of his furosemide and did not take it today, period. However, he states it was recently refilled, so he will resume it as soon as he receives a prescription, the medication from the drugstore, period. He states he was recently treated by his urologist for a urinary tract infection. However, he is feeling fine right now. We recommend that he decreases his intake of sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours, consume a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, as well as restrict his fluid intake to about 45 to 50 ounces in 24 hours to prevent further fluid retention and deterioration of the kidneys, period. Number two, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.3. This could be related to his intake of the aldoptone, half a tablet Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Period, we advise that he avoids any potassium supplementation and that he decreases his intake of dietary potassium to prevent further elevation of the potassium, period. We will repeat the BMP and follow up via telehealth to make sure that it does not continue to elevate. Period. If it does, we may consider adjusting the dosage of the aldoptone and or start him on either Valtassa or Lokelma to help decrease the potassium level. Period. Next line. Hypercalcemia with serum calcium of 10. He is currently taking vitamin D3 supplementation. We advise him to take it every other day instead of daily to prevent further elevation of the calcium, which can cause confusion, cardiac abnormalities, irritability, and so on if it continues to elevate. Period. His NBD labs were within normal limits. As a result, hyperparathyroidism, primary hyperparathyroidism was ruled out. We will continue to monitor. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has remained stable with A1C of 7.5%. We encourage him to continue a diabetic diet in his current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 122/73. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 37. Period. He weighs 239 pounds today, and he has gained 9 pounds since the last visit. We suspect that this weight gain is likely fluid related. Therefore, we recommend that he takes his diuretics as prescribed and decrease his intake of sodium and overall fluid intake in the diet. Period. He would also benefit from elevating his lower extremities when seated and utilizing compression stockings. Period. Plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods is highly recommended, as well as increased physical activity. Period. Next line. BPH, status both spanner, SPANNER, prostatic stent, PROSTATIC stent. Next line, ventricular tachycardia, status both AICD in 2018. He follows up with his cardiologist for that. Next line. DJD, status post right hip replacement in 2021. Continue with Tylenol and avoid NSAIDs. Next line. But we will reevaluate this case in a couple of weeks via telehealth to review the BMP. As well as to review the BMP and assess whether or not the serum potassium continues to elevate or remains the same. Period. We encourage the patient to contact us prior to the visit if he experiences any concerns if he experiences any concerns or symptoms prior to his next visit. And